75 years ago, two British spies stepped off a train here at the Central Station in Warsaw. They were from the Government Code and Cipher School, what would become Bletchley Park, and they travelled across Europe, including Germany, on the eve of the Second World War. Their mission was to try and unlock the secrets of the German Enigma machine, which Britain was struggling to crack. Tony Comer is a historian from the Modern Codebreakers of GCHQ.
The mission was absolutely crucial. They were here because the only way to be successful against the German military's use of Enigma machines to encrypt their communications was going to be by sharing all of the information that the Poles, the French and the British actually had.
And the Poles were in the lead on this, weren't they? Why Poland?
Poland, crucially, had treated Enigma as a mathematical problem. This had given them a series of insights that had taken them a lot further than the British or the French, much further, in fact, than I think the British or French even began to imagine.
So this was a pretty important mission for those British codebreakers.
I think it's the single most important meeting that happened before the Second World War.
After they arrived in Warsaw, the two British codebreakers, Dilly Knox and Alistair Denniston, went to a forest outside of Warsaw to meet Polish and French counterparts. Polish mathematicians had made two breakthroughs, using maths to attack an early version of the Enigma code and applying that maths through machines. Without the passing on of this knowledge, Alan Turing may not have been able to go on to break the more advanced wartime codes at Bletchley Park.
But Poland is the first of the three countries to realise that the solution of electromechanical...
75 years later, and the current spy masters in charge of British, Polish and French code-breaking have gathered in a nondescript building used by Polish spies on the edge of Warsaw. Also here are the relatives of the three nearly forgotten Polish mathematicians who led the way.
It means something really special to them. They're not experts. They don't know about all the technical aspects of it, but it really is something quite significant for them. They'd like to go to London to visit the grave of their relatives and be able to pay homage to them.
The French had an agent inside Germany providing details on Enigma, which were then passed to the Poles.
I am Patrick Payot, the technical director of the DGSE, so the Exterior Intelligence Service in France. But I think there is two lessons. The first lesson is, of course, working together, we succeed much more when we put all the capacity together. But another issue, I think, is mixing the best scientists with classical, intelligence work, what we call human intelligence. So putting all together all the capacities, you succeed much more. That's what we have done during the Second World War, and it's still the case.
It's hard to underestimate how important this recognition is to the Poles. After that meeting in the forest came Nazi invasion and then decades of Soviet domination. Their role in breaking Enigma is a source of pride. Brigadier General Maciej Hunia runs Poland's Foreign Intelligence Service.
25 years after political changes, and we are still very young, democratic intelligence service, so we try to introduce tradition to the work of our intelligence agency. The tradition of Polish intelligence agencies before the Second War are very important to our newcomers to see real successes. So for that reason, Enigma story is so very important.
After 2 days in the forest, the British codebreakers took their train home through a Europe about to descend into war. But it was a war that their meeting would help shorten and win.